No sound.
Sorry. The ultimate purpose, the goal, what you have to account your actions relative to is, are they getting you closer to your ultimate goal? Your ultimate goal is the goal that Hashem placed you in this world for. Therefore, every once in a while, you have to keep account and say, this is the goal. Am I is my life getting me closer to that, getting me further from that, just not doing anything because I'm just, passing my days. I'm not a bad guy, but I'm not getting closer either. So that's the counting you gotta do. That's how he's learning, which therefore fits unbelievably with that mashal. Because that mashal is the path that you're taking gonna get you out, or it's not gonna get you out. That's really what it's about. It's not about the here and the now. Someone said once, Rav Shach said once, said, every nation has their culture. The French are like refined, whatever, fine foods or whatever. We go to a French restaurant, there's like a morsel of food that tastes like butter somewhere. And like you're starving, but supposedly it was good, Or like every place has its like culture. So what's the culture of Yiddishkeit? The culture of Yiddishkeit is Nitzchias. What's Nitzchias? Eternity. We live for the eternity. What's the thing that we talk about the most? The two things we talk about the most is our past and our future.
You're going to say children cuddle.
Yeah. Is our past and our future. We're talking about our kids and our chinuch. Huh? We're talking about our past, where we come from, and all the people before us. We're very, that's the things that we talk about because we view ourselves as the bridge between the past and the future. There's not that much about this generation. We talk a lot more about the people before us and a lot more about the people after us than we talk about ourselves. And so the idea is that there's a certain, you have to make sure that the accounting is being done relative to your ultimate goals of Nitzchias. Mahu aderech ha'amiti? According to the Torah, what is the proper way? Shadu talk le'elik and afterward, yovel le'hizboinin al-maisav. Then you come and analyze your deeds. Imhim al-aderech hazeh in light. Are they actually? So first you have to know what your goals are. Then you figure out, are your actions getting you closer to your goals? And this is the way to clean yourself from any evil. And to be straight, etc. Let's analyze our ways. Let's see the Hashem. It's a powerful chapter where he says that the introduction to Mussar has to be with the understanding that we need to take responsibility for our actions. And the way to do that is you have to analyze and figure out. You can't just go with the flow. You have to decide, is this my derech? Is this not my derech? Is this derech helping me or is it not helping me? Shmuel, what's on your mind?
I'm just thinking
Take,
about it, kind
yeah,
of taking it in.
yeah. Yeah, so let's give an example. There's a lot of things that, for the right here and now, they may be the right thing to do, but they're just not advancing us in where we have to get to. And that's really the point. And it's pretty obvious. And so now, a lot of times that's not true because a lot of times what you need to do for the here and the now is your avoda. And that is exactly what you need to do. So you're going to say to yourself, well, helping out at home, how's that getting me closer to God? Well, the bottom line is Hashem wants you to be doing that right now. So obviously, refining one's character in that way is also the avodah of the time. So But in general, this is what he's saying, that you need to set aside time daily to analyze where you're going and where you want to go. The actions that we are doing getting us to those places. Okay? All right, it's fine. Now, how do you get this midah? This is called zahirus. This is called zahirus. So how do you acquire the midah of zahirus? Now, the concept that Mrs. Yesharim is introducing here is a very fascinating concept. He's introducing a concept that it's not enough to know about good midos. You have to acquire good midos. You don't get them by themselves. It's not enough. What?
Oh, I'm just saying, anything that you have to acquire a taste for, you don't enjoy it the first time. You usually have to build up to it. So it's some, there's some hishtadlus involved.
Right. He's not. He doesn't suffice the whole sefer by saying, "Okay, this is the good midah. Here it is. Figure it out." And the only reason you don't have it is because you didn't know about it. But once I tell you about it, it's easy. No, I have to tell you about it. Then you have to be kind of it. The only way to be kind of something. The understanding of being kind of means it starts off outside yourself and you have to go be kind of to get it. If you already have it, you don't have to be kind of, you just have to find it. It's a different verb. It's finding, it's not being kind of. What is acquisition? Acquisition means you don't have it yet. The assumption of the Mesiyos is that we're not born with these character traits. And therefore, if we're not born with them, you have to acquire it. So I'm going to tell you tools how to acquire it. But don't really think and rely on your own good nature and say, "Hey, I'm a pretty responsible guy. I'll probably make my cheshbon on nefesh." No, that's not a proper assumption. We can't assume that. Okay, so we'll pick up that okay, look, tomorrow.
Thank you.
I will have to leave a message on the chat if we're gonna have a share tomorrow. Would you like to join the chat?